Greet you in Christ's name this morning. Appreciated the songs relating to Thanksgiving that is coming up fairly soon here. Although we want to be thankful people throughout the year, not just one time a year, but it is good to be reminded of it once a year. This morning, my mind, for some reason, was still thinking about weddings, and so I had to think of a parable that Jesus gave. So if you want to, you can turn to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 1 through 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh! Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." It's difficult for me in my Western mindset to understand all the things surrounding weddings in the Jewish in Jewish circles and Jewish tradition. But here we plan a date, and we that way we can plan around it and that kind of thing. But in Jewish tradition, if I understand right, there was no set date for the wedding. There would be a betrothal, and then the bridegroom would go to his father's house and prepare a room that he and his new bride would occupy. And once the room was ready, then it was time for the wedding. And it has made a lot more sense to me when I read in John where Jesus says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. See, he is our bridegroom. He's gone to prepare a place for us. And then he says, just like Jewish tradition of weddings, if you go prepare a place, once it's ready, once the father says it's time, then he will come and get his bride. And so there's a lot of, there would have been a lot more preparedness that would have had to happen for a wedding, because they didn't know for sure when it was going to happen. Jesus then uses this illustration to say we don't know when he is coming back. And he gives the example of 10 virgins who were supposed to be ready when the cry comes, "The bridegroom cometh." I would like to look a little bit at how do we prepare for our bridegroom, and maybe some symbols that were used here that possibly could help us understand what our preparedness for Jesus Christ's coming is supposed to look like. One of the ways, talking about the oil. Now, oil can represent the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying that's exactly what this meant, but I would like to look at that possibility that oil could represent the Holy Spirit. When I look at how the wise virgins were prepared, they had their candles, and then they had extra oil because it burned the oil, and that way they had plenty to last however long. As Christ's followers, we have a light. It is the light of Jesus Christ within us, but we also recognize that that light is not made of ourselves, and we need the Holy Spirit, and so we need, in a sense, extra oil. We need the Holy Spirit to continue to illumine us, to light us, so that our hearts are prepared when Jesus Christ comes back. Jesus, in the last verse, says, "Watch, therefore." So we are called to be ready at any time. And as I was thinking of that, I was thinking, so what things in your and my life are just filling up space, so to speak, and do not allow the oil of the Holy Spirit in? That was the challenge that I was left with this morning, is I want to be filled with the Spirit. But just like any vessel, it can only hold so much, and if there's a lot of self in there, there's not as much room for the Holy Spirit. And as I allow God to root out the self, there's more and more room for the Holy Spirit. So I would just like for you to think about that. What things in your and my life are filling up space and don't allow the oil of the Holy Spirit in our lives? One of the things that I continue to see in my life as I grow older is that forgiveness is something that is easy to talk about, but it is not always easy to live. To choose to release the grudges, the things that have happened against me. That was one of the things that came to my mind. How we use our time, I think, it continues to be a challenge. What am I using my time for? Is it selfish? Or is it for God? You know, we talk about God being a gentleman, and in a lot of ways he is. He will not force himself into our lives. It is only as we allow him to work in us. When we invite him, then he comes. And it's a lot, and I found that in the whole area of sanctification, of becoming more and more like Christ, is not just recognizing it, but saying, God, I allow you to come and to change me. The other thing I thought of is in relationship to our betrothal to Jesus Christ, is that are we in any other relationships that jeopardize our betrothal? God says he is a jealous God. That means he is he guards very closely our relationship. Is that how I view my relationship with him? Or do I allow other things, relationships with the world, not worldly people, but with the world system? How are we doing? I'd like to just challenge you. Where are you at in your preparation for the coming of Christ? You know, we've had 7 funerals within around a year here at Center. Some of those were expected, some of those were not. And so although we look for the grand time when Jesus Christ returns, We also have to recognize that for each one of us, we may have an appointment with our Maker. So it isn't just looking forward to the time when Jesus Christ returns. It is recognizing that death is also a part of this, and it can, it could be any one of us as well. We are betrothed to Christ. Are you in any relationship that jeopardizes that? In closing, I'd like to read from Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19, verses 1 through 9. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. And his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. There we read about the marriage supper of the Lamb. Are we prepared? And is that preparation done in our own strength? Or are we saying, God, I allow you to work in my heart, to purge out those things so that my heart is prepared to meet you so that we can now put on the robe of righteousness. But it says here that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. We look forward to that day. My question to you is, are we prepared? Let's kneel and pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your presence here. Thank you, Lord, for the promise that we have. That is, Jesus went away into heaven, he is now preparing a place for us, and that someday he will come again and receive us to himself. Lord, we look forward to that time, but you have called us to be like the wise virgins who are prepared for your coming. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to see the areas where we are not prepared, and that we would again surrender and give are all to you. Thank you for the assurance of your presence here, and I pray now that you would bless the Sunday school time, bless each teacher, and bless the classes, and then also pray for the preaching of your word later on, that you would have your way. We look for you to speak to us through your Spirit today. In Jesus' name, amen.